We've got Peter coming up in just a second. I just love, you guys, you can grab a seat if you want. I really just love that. I love that. I love this idea that God is our King, that He's our Savior, and that He's our friend. And that is a crazy concept. It's like if you were going to be like friends with a king, like to have, like if somebody is friends with, say, the king, like maybe not so much today because that's not, but say like your friends, oh, probably after, oh, we'll leave it there. Why not? This is, I saw this thing, just as an aside. There's this company that have developed this technology where basically they build like an angled screen and they project stuff on it and it's like a holographic band. And they reckon that in about 10 years, some churches might even be using it for like satellite services. So like I could be like in Hong Kong, or Peter could be in Hong Kong, and like we could film him and it would look like he was standing here. How awesome is that? Anyway, completely beside the point now. I can't remember what I was saying. Friend of the king. Like, imagine that you're like, say, because I think the closest thing probably to a king at the moment is like the American president, yeah? So imagine being able to say, yeah, me and Barack, like he's just in your phone, like, and he's not in there as Mr. President. He's just like, I don't know, B-man or something. Like, that's the picture that's there, that there's, God is still your king. He is still your ruler. And he still has the right to speak into your life, and he still has that right. But he says, I want you to be my friend, and I want you to have a relationship with me. And that just blows my mind. And it's crazy. And it's like saying to, like, it's like Barack Obama saying, look, I'm still your president. Well, he's not ours, but you get where I'm going. Just because Kevin Rudd just doesn't have the same kind of impact. That's right. So... But, so he says, I'm still your president, but I want you to be my friend. Oh, man, that's awesome. Anyway, so have we got Pete? Is he going to come up? We're going to say hello. Everybody say hello to Peter. Hey. Hello, Peter. Wait, wave to the back. The computer at the back there is where the thing is. How's things in Hong Kong?
Great, mate. Always great.
Awesome, that's good. How was church last night?
Sweet. We saw another guy get saved.
Oh, awesome. That's so good, man.
Yeah, it's really great.
All right. Yeah. That's sweet. So I think what we're going to do is just, we're going to let you go for it. And then say whatever you want. And then at the end, if you, I don't know, give me a signal or something. But we want to pray for you before you go as well. So just, so everyone give Pete a huge hand and we let him rip.
Right. You know, I love what Andy just said before about God wants people to be released and free. And I guess that's just what we're all about, yeah? Seeing people get released in what God has for them and just get free from all the stuff of life. I loved it, Andy. It's really good. Cool. So I guess I have to share vision, which is kind of something that I do every single day of the week, especially this week. It's been all about the vision of the house. But before I do that, I guess there's people there that maybe you've never met me before or know just how good looking I am. Now you know. So to start with, I guess we were sent out by City Life Church about a year and a half ago, which is absolutely insane. It's just gone so quickly. And personally, we'd always felt really called to Asia, even whilst we were youth pastors there. We always felt that God was really calling us into Asia. We didn't know where, but I guess that was a direct result of the great missions program that City Life Church has in terms of into like Thailand and right into the middle of China. So, and it was part of God's calling over our lives. About just over a year and a half ago, we got an opportunity where God opened up the door for myself and Lisa at that time to pastor the church here in Hong Kong. It was a pre-existing church, and we just came in and I guess became the actual pastors. They didn't have that at the time. And just since then, the church is really booming. They just have a great... the heart for the house is really amazing right now. They're really fun, loving life and all that. This is kind of surreal. I'm looking at the back of your heads. This is really surreal. Anyway, so they got a great heart for the house. And we just come in and just cast vision and just about reaching the city and reaching young adults in this city. I guess it has had its challenges, obviously. I think anything that's worth doing for God is always going to have challenges. But yeah, it's just been an amazing experience for us. And I guess the time period, we got the call and we're here in 3 months. So, you know, when God says go, and I guess this is for people there, when God says go and do something, just pack up and go, because it just brings fruit into your lives. It brings fruit into the lives of those people around you. So every week at the moment nearly every week we're seeing salvations, which is really great. The guy that I just mentioned before, he actually came from Outreach about 8 months ago. He's been twice to our church, and last night he finally gave his life to God, and he said to me, after he said, your message spoke right to me, spoke right to my life, and then he goes, I feel really happy right now. And I said, that's great, mate. And now he's hooked into a life group, and just lots of stories like that, I guess, are coming. So it really keeps us encouraged, and you guys should be encouraged by that as well. I guess your giving, also your prayers and all that, have an impact here in Hong Kong, and never forget that. What you guys pray for, what you guys give in terms of towards Hong Kong, it has a kingdom impact. So I guess that's a little bit about how we got here. But the vision, so a little bit about the vision. I'm so nervous. A little bit about the vision. So we are completely about reaching Hong Kong young people, discipling them in life groups, and then training them to be leaders or be disciples themselves, so that they can go and really reach both this generation, my generation, and the next generation. For God. And we're seeing that right now through life groups as leaders get raised up. They're really jumping on board with Outreach and just getting out there, bringing their friends, getting their family into church. So it's really exciting to be a part of all this. So everything that we do is specifically about that vision. We do anything and everything to see that vision fulfilled. So that's everything that we can possibly do to reach out, we will try and we will do at some stage. So that's kind of exciting. So at the moment, our outreach consists of still, as some of the team that have come across know, our outreach consists of just going and hanging in Starbucks, having a lot of fun, and just, I guess, talking to the person next to you. McDonald's, street on the street at university. We just meet people wherever and whenever. People do it in their workplaces, just with their friend, with their colleague, work colleagues and all that. So it's really cool. And then we also do like events, I guess, like you guys do as well. We do things like karaoke, cycling. I think we have a beach day coming up. The Hong Kong beaches are not real beaches, but we have a beach day coming up in a couple of weeks. It's all about just inviting your friends into a nice, relaxed atmosphere. And inside of that, everything that we do, I guess, also, every event that we have, everything that we do, there's always got to be a God element. So we'll always bring in like a testimony about how someone's life has been changed, which has been really effective for us. So we're not just out there just having a good time. We want to share the gospel to people. So that's good. Also, another thing that's actually coming up that starts this week, we finally have an English club that's about to start in the university, which is exciting for us because it's something that we've been trying to do since we got here. So we have a hall booked and all that, and it'll probably attract a lot of mainland students, which sort of works with the fact that now we have a church in Shenzhen as well, which is cool. So everything that we do, we're always thinking about how do we reach people. Our discipleship is really basic. I think you guys have the blue and the green books as well that you run through in life group, and just training people how to apply the word of God to their lives, which is the most important thing that we can do as Christians, is to actually take the word of God and use it. And not just read it, but actually apply it to our own lives and our own situations. Yeah. Is this a... Andrew, can you ask me some questions? I think I've just shared the vision, mate. Sorry.
That's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. You're doing well. I'm going to come and sit here, and that way you've got someone to look at. I don't even know if you can see me. Can you see me?
I can. You're just a hail of white.
Tiny dot.
Yeah, so I guess they share the vision. So that's the, that's why we do everything that we do, is just to reach Hong Kong young people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you talked about your life groups. And like you were saying, how you had this guy that made a decision yesterday and he's sewn into a life group. So life groups, I think, for our church and for yours are so crucial. So do you just want to say just a little bit of just, I guess, how you do it?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so life groups for us are probably, apart from the Saturday church, life groups for us are probably the biggest, most major thing that we have. It's really where we... disciple people, like actually disciple them right from being a Christian, right from being a non-Christian, right through to being a Christian leader. And I guess we do that by doing things like journaling, which you guys do, just getting that word of God every day. We do that using the blue books and all that. And it's actually, we actually kind of make it really fun. So it's still relational, and it's still kind of fun. You're hanging out with friends, but at the same time, you are learning the word of God. You are learning how to apply it to your life. And actually, out of those life groups, this is where leaders come from in our church. They come out of life groups. So in life group, they'll get the heart of the house. They'll get God's heart. And then they'll come out of that and they'll begin to serve the church and get involved with things like outreach. So life groups for us are absolutely essential.
Yeah, awesome.
In the training
people.
That's so
good, man.
Yeah.
He's good. So, what's next for JLHHK? That's really.
What's next?
What's next?
bigger and better things, you know.
Awesome.
I touched briefly on Jesus' life out of Shenzhen, but that's kind of like a big part of Hong Kong as well.
Yeah.
Just to be able to reach into mainland China is
awesome.
Amazing, and praise God for that opportunity.
Yeah.
Right now, actually, they've got three life groups running already. They've only been going for about 6 months. Three life groups, they've got 14 guys. They've got, on the edge of that, they've got a group of about 15, 16 people that want to come, that are trying to get involved. So so increasing that and casting vision, that's part of what's next. But for us, we're just coming back to the vision. I guess this week's been about really talking to my leaders about getting out there, like getting sold out for reaching the lost. This is not, outreach isn't an event, but outreach is actually who we are as Christians.
Well,
I'm really feeling the spirit. Just this is what we're going to be doing the next, the rest of the time that we're a church. But now I'm starting to really get it focused.
Yeah.
Have a couple of Australians with us now that are here for a year and a half. We'll see if we can get them longer. And that's really helped us as well. So
awesome.
I guess what's next for us is really hitting the streets really hard and just meeting people and showing them, the power of God.
You're eating something there, Pete?
That's a stick tape.
Awesome. That's really good.
That's great.
Well, Alisa and Bailey around?
Lisa's just putting Bailey to sleep.
Oh.
So, Lisa?
It's all right.
Are you ready to come out? I think she's coming.
Oh,
you might
cool.
get lucky.
Awesome.
Well, whilst we wait for her, can I just say how much of a blessing you guys are to us? And I think... Oh, here he comes. Yeah.
Woke him up. Hey! Oh, look at him. He's not asleep. Everybody say hello.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's good. Yeah. Anyway.
She's gone again.
She's out. She's gone. It's all good. You come back.
There we go.
And I guess we just all wanted to say just how much We really appreciate you guys. And you know, this is more, I know you guys are taking up pledges this week for supporting Hong Kong and I think Shenzhen as well, but $20 may seem like a big deal sometimes, but the result of the sacrifice is lives saved in Hong Kong. We're seeing that every day, nearly every week, and lives saved in mainland China. So guys, but more than that, you know, we really just pray for us and we love to get like encouraging words on Facebook and all that, because it is a little bit harder. It is a little bit hard for us in terms of missing family and missing friends back home. We still battle with that. But through your encouragement and all that, we're able to, I guess, get better and go harder. So, yeah. So thanks, guys, for everything that you guys are doing for us.
Cool. That's heaps good. Give these guys a hand. Awesome. All right, just before you go, I just want to pray for you guys. So we'll all pray together. God, just thank you so much for everything you're doing with through Pete and Lisa in Hong Kong, and just the incredible church that they're building and the people that you're just building into, God. And we just pray for just bigger things, for better things. And God, we know that you have a heart for Hong Kong. You have a heart for China, and you want to see people saved, God. You want to see people discipled and reaching their friends. And so, Lord, we declare that over that city and over this church, and just pray for your blessing, your fruitfulness, God. Lord, that you'll also just fill Pete and Lisa just with your strength and your comfort, Lord, and just be with them daily, Lord, and that we'll just see and just continue to hear just incredible reports, God, of people's lives transformed in Hong Kong. And God, we can't thank you enough for the people that you are just changing and that you are saving in that country, God. And so we just thank you for that and how that will just continue, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Everyone, turn around and wave to that way. There we go. See you guys later.
Right.
Like, there you go. How good is that? Woo! Can someone pass me my thing, my notes? I don't even know where they've gone. I think you're sitting on them. No, they've disappeared. Oh, they've gone. They've ended up all the way down the end somehow. Awesome. All right. Woo! It's always good to see Peter and Lisa, I think. Maybe not everybody, like, because I guess not all of us have been around. I've known Peter and Lisa since I was about 2 years old, so it's so good to see God just using them in just an amazing way, and just everything that's happening in Hong Kong is just, oh, it's exciting. So I guess I just want to just share quickly, it's so good to hear everything that Pete's saying just about vision, and just, it's just so simple, like, it's just simple and effective, and just, it's just seeing people's lives changed, and it's not like some, I don't know, they're just ordinary people, like, doing everything that God's just given for them to do. And I think that's encouraging for us, because it's not like you've got to be, like, some super spiritual crazy person. You've just got to be willing to be used by God and just listen to Him. And I love what Peter said, like, when God's telling you to go somewhere, just pack up and go. Like, I think that's so good and just so encouraging, and I love it. And I love that we have the opportunity to be a part of that, and that it isn't just like, there they are, nice, it was good to see them on Skype, chat to you later, but that we as a church and we as individuals have this incredible opportunity to do something about it and to be part of what's happening in Hong Kong. And I really believe that as we do that and as we expand our heart to places around the world, that God really blesses it, and he puts his hand on that. And he puts his hand on what we're doing as well as we give out to other people. And so I just encourage you just to be a part of that. We've got such an incredible opportunity, as particularly as young adults. I really believe that there's no other group, as a stereotype, I guess, but there's no other group of people who are better equipped to help with missions. Because, like, you might think you're poor, but you're not supporting a family, you don't have a mortgage, like, well, you might, this is a generalization, okay, just bear with me. We've got resource, to be honest. Like, if we're really honest about it, we could spend less at McDonald's, and we could, you know what I mean. we've got resource, we have most of the time either studying or work that's kind of casual so we can go overseas. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, we're in this position as young adults where we have an opportunity to do something right now, not just in Wollongong, but all around the world. And it's just incredible. And, like, I've been going to China and Hong Kong for several years now. I think the first time we went to China, I don't know, I would have been 18 or 19. And we went and we just, like, went and threw gospel tracks in... I don't even know where we went, to be honest. People are like... Where have you been in China? And I'm like, well, these places, and then I don't know. We spent 10 hours on a bus going somewhere. But I think just to see just the opportunities that have opened up over that time, to go from that where I think really we just felt like God was saying, you need to do something in China, and we didn't know what it was, to just doors opening all the time, coming into something like this where we've got our own people in Hong Kong doing an amazing thing in an incredible church. And it's just, it really is a no-brainer. It's like God has just set it up so that we can be part of something massive. And that's huge. And that is so cool. That God's just like, look, you don't even have to work it out. I've worked it out for you. There it is on a plate. Just go do it. Like, it's so crazy. And so I really feel like we just have such a big opportunity. And for me, like, honestly, I think that we can support, and we need to support, and that's what we're doing tonight. And at the end, you'll be able to put those pledges into an offering basket, and we'll be able to receive that. And that's such a good thing for us to do. But I also really think that we can go, and we can be people that go, whether you go short term or you give a year or a few months or whatever you can do and whatever God's telling you to do. Like, we have that opportunity to do that. And so let's do it. And let's just, because it's giving. Like, what I love about going on a missions trip is that it's not about you. Like, I don't know. I think that I've never actually been overseas just on a holiday. And I don't think I'd know what to do with myself if I did. Because every time you go, it's just like, well, I'm not here just to have a holiday. I'm here just to serve. And I think that's what God is just asking us to do anyway, really. But it's just so obvious when you go to another country that God's just like, well, you're just here to serve. And I just say, well, I'm just here to do whatever they need me to do. And, like, you get to do the holiday stuff, but to be honest, you need about a day or two to do the holiday stuff, and then you've got, like, a couple of weeks of just serving God. And so I guess I'm just saying, just go for it. So I just want to share a couple of scriptures just quickly. One of them, just about, like, kind of why we would do it. Why would you get involved in countries around the world? Why would we support Pete and Lisa? And they're pretty obvious. The first one for me is just, so these are, like, real for me, like, ones that have spoken to me. Matthew 28:18. This is just, you know it. It's the Great Commission. It says, Jesus says to the disciples, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. So you know this scripture, like, if you've been around church for a while, because this is pretty much the thing. Like, it's called the Great Commission because it's the Great Commission. It's the job that Jesus left for us to do. So when someone's like, why would you get involved in missions around, like, why would you go to China? Why would you go to Hong Kong? Why would you spend a month in Japan? I'll just be like, well, God told me to. And you don't need, like, I don't know, you don't need to get down on your knees and fast for a week or anything like that. Like, he's written it plain as day in the Bible and said, go and make disciples of all the nations. And Hong Kong is a nation, or kind of, China kind of took it back over. But China is a nation, Hong Kong is a nation. Like, it's simple, yeah? Yeah. But I think it needs to be about more than that for us. It needs to be about a heart for people. And that is good, and that command will make sense when you have a heart for people and when you get God's heart for people. Romans 10 is another one that I love, and it's just, this is really simple as well. In verse 14, how can they call on the one they've not believed in, and how can they believe in the one who they have not heard, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them, and how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I love this passage because it's like, like, it makes sense if you get a heart for the people in Hong Kong, if you get a heart for the people in China or Thailand. Like, when you start to care about them, then you think, yeah, like, I need to do whatever I can. I need to send people. I need to go there. Like, I need to do something because these people aren't hearing the gospel. And it's not like Australia where everybody's like been there, done that, heard it all before. You go to Hong Kong and you talk to somebody and they've got no idea like who Jesus is at all. Like maybe they think it might have something to do with Christmas, but they don't even really celebrate Christmas. So it's like this whole thing where we need to get it out of our heads that everywhere in the world is like us and has heard it all before. Like literally it's people who have not heard. And get that in your heart. Like it's we get the opportunity every week to hear the gospel. It's accessible to us. We understand it. It's been given to us in school or wherever, and we get that opportunity all the time to respond to God. But there are people around the world who have never heard what Jesus did for them. And so for me, that's a burden on my heart to say, well, then I'm going to do something about that. And if that means I go over there for a while and just try and tell some people, if that means that I hook in with what Peter and Lisa are doing in Hong Kong and I support them and I send them, then I'm going to do it because I care. Like, I know that God loves these people. Like, really, I think we need to get a heart for that and just this heart that we know that like, God actually loves people in Hong Kong. As much as he loves people here, as much as he loves you, there's that young guy in Hong Kong that got saved and God was so excited. Yeah. And just like get that in your heart. That God just celebrates and God's like, yeah, like someone else to be my friend. And someone else who doesn't have to live in the stuff of their life but can be free. And someone else who can spend eternity with me. And how amazing is it that we get to be a part of that? And it's not just limited to like the people at your uni or in your workplace or anything, but you can have an influence on people on the other side of the world that are loved by God, that are chosen by God, that have a plan and have a purpose, and we can be a part of that, amen? How good is that? So I guess I just wanted to kind of encourage you, I guess, tonight, like that's not really a preachy message or whatever, but like, I don't know, if you watch Peter and you can't get even a little bit excited, then, I don't know, like get your head checked or something. But, because it's just amazing to see what God's doing, not just here, not just there, but everywhere around the world, and that we can be a part of that. So I guess tonight that's what we want to do, and we want to give us all an opportunity. And yeah, that's about money. Like, that's about giving money, which I know it might be a bit much sometimes maybe to think about, but that's the fact of life. Like they rely on that support to keep doing what they're doing. And like you see Bailey there and you know, babies eat lots. They need support. Like they need people like us that are willing to give and willing to say, yep, I believe in what you're doing and so I'm going to be part of it. And so that means praying for it, and that means giving, and that means going as well and being there and helping them. So I'm just going to just pray as we finish up. God, I just thank you so much for the opportunity we have to just be a part of what you're doing across the world. And Lord, tonight we just have this particular focus on Hong Kong. And so we thank you for Pete and Lisa and just for everything that you're doing with them and just the incredible church that they're building, God, for young people in Hong Kong who are just finding your love and your grace, Lord, for the first time. God, for people that are just connecting with you who've never heard of you before and the miracle of that, God. And God, thank you that we have the opportunity to be a part of that. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for everyone tonight whose hearts are just open to supporting them. And as we come into in a minute, just giving those pledges in and all that sort of thing, God, I just pray your blessing on that and your hand on it. And Lord, that you've got incredible plans for Hong Kong and that we can be a part of it is so amazing. So God, just thank you for that. Yeah, just while we're in this attitude of prayer too, like the reality of it is that God doesn't just want to save people in Hong Kong. And Jesus didn't die on the cross just for the people there, but he died on the cross for all of us. And he gave his life so that we could have that total freedom and so that we could find like his love and his mercy and his grace. And so if you want me to pray with you tonight and you want to accept Jesus and you want to start that relationship with him, if you want to recognize that, that God can be your king and your friend, I want to pray with you. So maybe while we're in this attitude of prayer, you could just raise your hand and we could just pray together. That'd be awesome. Just going to give like a couple of, like a minute, just to, an opportunity here. We'll do this every week and we always want to give you an opportunity to get right with God. Yeah, awesome. Thanks. Anyone else? Yeah, awesome. God, thank you for the person that responded and Lord, thank you for your love for all of us. God, that you died for us, like that Jesus died on the cross and he beat death so that we could have relationship with you now and for eternity. God, that we wouldn't have to be separate from you anymore. I pray that you would just be real in our hearts and in our lives, God, and that you would do incredible things in us and through us. And Lord, that you would just use us for your glory and for your purpose. Amen. Awesome. Just a very moment, we're just going to do this. We do it every week. We're just going to pray this together. So if you raise your hand or maybe you didn't and you wanted to, we're all just going to pray this together so you don't feel weird. And just say, it's just saying that we're committing to Jesus. So ready? Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amen. Awesome.